Hello, and welcome to Media Ministry at Holden Village. Today's date is June 28, 2004. Today's session number is JUL 2004-01. Today's speaker is Lori Jungling. The lesson for today is Vocation and Ethics. Summoned out by whom? Let's listen in.
Equipment that's going on right now. My name is Lori Jungling, and my session today is based on the theme, as all of mine are this next week. And for today's session, I've entitled it Summoned Out by Whom? One of the things that I'm working on in my own work is ethics and vocation, and bringing those two together, and how vocation and understandings of it can inform how we think of ethical issues. And often what gets lost in the mix sometimes when we talk about ethical issues is our understanding of who God is. Who's the one that's summoning us? And how do we image this God? Because how we image God affects how we work with some of these ethical issues. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. And to get us going, I'm going to hand out a copy of something that those of you who are Lutheran may recognize. It's a copy of the Small Catechism, one section of that. If you're not Lutheran, that's all right. We're going to read through it together. And just look a little bit at what Luther, 500 years ago, wrote about how he imaged God in this Small Catechism. If we don't have enough, please share with one another. I only made like 21 copies, so I'm going to ask you to share a little bit. Let's see. All right, this is the Creed, the Apostles' Creed, for those of you that come from creedal traditions. And we're just going to look at those first three articles, and I'll read through them, and then I'm going to ask you to pick out what images of God you see written there. And we'll write them up on the board. And let's start with the first article. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has created me and all that exists, that God has given me and still sustains my body and soul, all my limbs and senses, my reason and all the faculties of mind, together with food and clothing, house and home, family and property, that God provides me daily and abundantly with all the necessities of life, protects me from all danger, and preserves me from all evil. All this God does out of his pure, fatherly and motherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness on my part. For all of this, I am bound to thank, praise, serve, and obey God. This is most certainly true. But what are some of the images that pop out for you from that? Go ahead and speak up.
Father.
Okay, father, mother, parent. Yeah. All right, any others?
It's not really a visual image, but sustainer.
Sustainer, yes, that's a good one. Sometimes it helps to put verbs, or put an ER after the verbs. So God creates, God becomes creator. What are some other ones?
Provider.
Protector.
Good, yeah.
Any other ones?
Artist.
Tell me a little more about that.
Well, I was just looking at maker of heaven and earth.
Okay.
Artist, carpenter, builder, gardener, all those things.
Uh-huh. Good. Architect, yeah.
anything else?
I think a moral director or guider.
Guider. All right. We'll get that one will come up again, I'm sure. Okay. Let's read the next one, the next part. And in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell on the third day, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of God, Father Almighty, whence he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true human, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, delivered me and freed me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with silver and gold, but with holy and precious blood, and with innocent sufferings and death, in order that I may be his, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. What are some of the images that come out of that?
Redeemer.
Redeemer. Okay.
Sufferer.
Sufferer. Deliver. Forget my spelling.
Judge.
Judge. I think there's a free in there. Liberator is one that always jumps out for me. Any others?
Along with liberator, conqueror.
Conqueror. Okay. We don't have to like the images. We can.
It's not explicit, really, but it seems to be in there as living.
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 Yes.
Internal.
Living. Okay. Okay, let's look at the third part, the third article. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. I believe that by my own reason or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and preserved me in true faith, just as she calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and preserves it in union with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, she daily and abundantly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. And on the last day, she will raise me and all the dead and will grant eternal life to me and to all who believe in Christ. This is most certainly true. What are some of the images that come out of that?
Forgiver.
Forgiver.
Summoner.
Summoner, yeah. Okay. Fits the theme.
Helper.
Helper.
Motivator.
Motivator. You to do is see, we got a conglomerate over here on this side. I'd like to divide you up into three groups. For about 10 minutes, look over. I'm gonna, let's see, how are we gonna do this? How about right here, this group right here, including you in the back?
will do Psalm 104. This group right here, going around the guy in the tie-dye shirt there, will do Psalm 139. And this group right here will do Job chapter 38. And just what I'd like you to do is skim through these verses and pick out some of the images of God that jump out at you. And particularly think about, I chose a particular ethical issue for each of the sessions this week. And this session today, I chose care for the creation. And I told the group this morning that when I'm living down in Berkeley, California, one of the things that always pops to my mind when I think of care for the creation is Holden Village. This is where I first really understood how direct and how carefully people can act towards caring for the creation. And so think about some of the images that pop out for you as you read through those texts in relationship to that ethical issue, caring for the creation. And you don't have to do this as a group. You can do this individually and just read through it on your own, and then skim it and take about 5 minutes is all. Spend days on each one of those texts, but let's start with the Psalm 104 group over here. What were some of the images that came out of this this psalm for you? The images of God.
Creator.
Commander.
Sustainer. I'm not sure if there's such a word, but rejoicer. When he rejoices in the abundance and beauty, and the earth replenishes itself.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Source.
Mm-hmm. Source of all things.
When?
Anything else?
She's a planner.
Planner?
I don't know the word, but there's something about bounteousness, abundant, a giver.
Abundant life giver?
Yeah. I mean, giver would be the word, but something like that.
Provider?
Abundant. Well, there's abundant, there's something much more, overwhelming.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see.
Generous.
Generous? Okay. Anything else? Okay, how about those who looked at Psalm 139? What images came out of God that came out of that psalm for you?
God, revenger.
You thought about that last verse? Revenger?
Well, it really sticks out.
Yeah, in the midst of everything else?
Yeah.
What else?
All-knowing.
All-knowing. Uh-huh. Thank you for not making me spell omniscient.
Maker.
Maker. That is the one that uses knitter, doesn't it? Knitted me in my mother's womb. I did that image of God with knitting needles. My mom knits, and so I watching those creation being knitted with knitting needles. It's kind of a cool image. Anything
contrary?
Else?
Contrary?
Huh?
Contrariness of God, because even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. There's something about the contrariness of God.
Contrary.
And Seeker.
Seeker?
Yeah.
Anything else?
There's the expansiveness of creation, the huge extents of creation that kind of comes through.
Huge.
Good.
All present, don't forget that.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, all present.
Where can I escape from your presence?
Yeah. Which has a good side and a not so good side sometimes, huh? Okay. Good, thank you. How about the Job 38 crew?
The usual creator, builder, all powerful. All the other ones we've already talked about.
All powerful. I don't think that one's up there yet. Builder, you said?
Yeah.
He talks about so many intricacies and interrelatedness of creation that I kind of think of manipulate. The mover, the maker, how things work together.
I thought about the keeper of secrets.
Keeper of secrets?
Because he's telling Job, you don't know any of this stuff.
It's a secret.
Or was thinking of?
Mystery or wisdom. All knowing is the human word, wisdom.
Yeah. All right, there's a couple more.
All knowing.
All knowing, okay.
I thought a conductor.
Like a train conductor?
Mm, kind of conductor of an orchestra.
Oh, okay. Orchestra conductor.
The beauty is a big part, too. There's a lot of beauty in this section.
An artist, perhaps?
Yeah.
Wise.
Wise. Wisdom, yeah. Else?
Can we come back to 104?
If you'd like.
Yeah, we left some really important ones out. Now that we're doing adjectives, then I felt liberated. Thank you.
Oh.
Glorious, majestic, light.
Light?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This morning we had this one and this one and this one. Well, actually all of them, but these three in particular, life giver. And I put that up there because that's going to come up here now. Anything else?
I have one more
from
Jerome today. It seems a little different from everything else. Based on, have you entered the storehouses of the snow or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of worn out? So, something about making things to happen in terms of trouble, it feels like talking, the one things.
Makes trouble or
trouble.
maker of trouble. I like that. Troublemaker.
Controversial.
Huh?
Controversial.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's a word for it.
Yeah. We have contrariness over here. Controversial. Yeah. Uh-huh. From our perspective, anyway. All right, anything else?
Perhaps hidden?
Hidden?
He speaks out of a whirlwind.
Uh-huh.
Oops.
Mighty, powerful.
Mighty.
All right. Well, I think we got plenty. I mean, we could go on forever. And It would be a fascinating study. I'm not a biblical scholar, but I'm sure somebody has done this someplace along the line, and gone through the scripture and counted and brought out all the different images that are in scripture. And when you see all the, I mean, we got how many right here? Granted, there are some that cross over. But see all the different ones we have here, we begin to realize how big this summoner is that summons us. How much bigger than we often imagine God to be, is of us, or than what we usually think. Now, what I'd like to do now is just read a short little story that I wrote. And this is my image of God that I put together as I was thinking about some ethical questions that I have concerns about. And asking myself that question, okay, so who do you think God is in the midst of all of this? And some of it comes from my theological training, and some of it comes from my ethical training, and some of it just comes from my human life experience, which I think we get a lot of our images of God. So it's really short. I'm not going to read a lot of it, but I just wanted to read a little piece of it to kind of give an idea of where I'm coming from, and then let you think about some of the images that you have of God that guide your ethical thinking or your behavior or your way of being in the world, and thinking about how God summons you out. Who is the one that summons you out? What is that image or that metaphor or that concept or that experience that summons you out? So just a short story, I call this God's story. In the beginning, the living God created life, the living universe and all that is in it. This relational God created life as relationship, in relationship, and through relationship. It is a diverse life, existing in diverse relationship, relations that stretch the boundaries of time and space. Humans were created into this relationship. Relationship with their creator, their neighbor, themselves, and all of creation. Life-giving relationship and life-centered relationship. However, humans